The proposed executive budget includes the Internet Fairness Conformity Tax. Retail Council of New York State President and CEO Ted Patricas says it's not a new tax or a tax on the Internet.
The only marketplace platforms that would be required to do this are the ones that are pushing $100 million or more in a year in sales.
The way online shopping works now, Patricas says, big companies are charging tax on products sold from their warehouse. But he says sometimes Amazon and others direct shoppers to other sellers.
If you choose that route, you're leaving the Amazon warehouse, so to speak, and you're buying from a third party. That third party is not necessarily required to collect and remit the sales tax to New York State. So what this would say is to the marketplace provider, you have to do this on behalf of the seller.
States across the nation lost an estimated $13 billion in sales tax revenue last year alone, according to the U.S. Government Accountability Office. Patricas says Cuomo's proposal closes a giant loophole. He says Main Street merchants have to collect sales tax from the minute they open their store.
To borrow the cliche, it levels the playing field. We collect the tax, they collect the tax. Let us compete on the quality of the service, the quality of the merchandise, and then the sales tax is no longer a part of the picture. And ultimately, that's one of the things that gets us to shop locally more often.
Patricas says he hopes the proposal survives the budget negotiations because major corporations have an advantage on sales tax that no brick-and-mortar merchant in the state can have. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.